Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Hello. Today we're going to talk about prayer. I've been asked, does prayer work? How do I pray? What am I supposed to say? Prayer is something that comes from the heart. A heart that places its trust in the God who has acted and spoken in the Jesus of history and the teachings of the Bible. In other words, prayer is basically a step of faith that you know that God exists and that He is who He says He is and that He will do what He says He will do. Prayer can also be worship, where we recognize what is the highest worth. It's not you or I. It's not what we do. It's not our ministry. It's not even the work that we do for God, but God. We must confess our sins to God to get right with Him, and He promises to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness. This is 1 John 1:9. Our love should be expressed. This is another form of prayer. It can be expressed in both deeds and words. People sometimes find it difficult to say, I love you, to others. And they have a difficult time saying, I love you, to God. But when our love for God fills our lives, we will express our love in our prayers. Praise is just that natural outgrowth of faith, worship, confession, and adoration. It's just, you know, we just bubble up. We praise Him for His mighty acts according to His excellent greatness. We praise Him for His righteous judgments. We praise God for who He is, for His works, for His words. You can reference Psalms 150 verse 2 or Psalm 119 verse 164. And then there's thanksgiving. Thankfulness flows from us as we understand who He is. Thankfulness that He has forgiven our sins. Thankfulness that He has accepted us. Thankfulness that we have right standing with Him through Jesus Christ in our hearts and our lives. But you know, prayer is such a key to our everyday life. Do you know that Sodom, as wicked as it was, Sodom and Gomorrah, as wicked as it was, would have been spared for the sake of only 10 people. You know, sometimes God inspires us to pray by showing us things to come. And our intercession has to be in line with God's character and His covenant for mankind. We, in and of ourselves, we often measure influence by numbers. Human arithmetic cannot be used to estimate the impact of one righteous man standing before God in prayer. Recently, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she had been transferred from her position, and she had gone to a new office, and she had spoken to someone from her old office, and she said, man, they're falling apart over there, and we just don't understand. It's like that office just went downhill really quickly. I said to her, well, the spirit has lifted. And she said, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, when you left, the spirit has lifted. You used to pray every day, and sometimes multiple times a day, you stood in the gap for your friends. And she said, oh, wow, I never realized that. I said, yes. You know, the gap means, let's take it back to what the gap is. In ancient times, when they used to grow their vineyards, they used to put a fence of thorny shrubs and bushes all around the vineyard, a thorny hedge or a wall of stones, something that was going to surround the vineyard. It would keep trouble out. So when there was a break in that hedge, then someone would have to stand guard so no one could come in or out. That person that was standing guard at the vineyard, in spiritual terms, is considered an intercessor, a person that stands guard over the vineyard. So if you translate that to modern day and modern time, that vineyard could be our families, could be our churches, our work, our nation, anything that we are involved in, that's our vineyard. And we need to have prayer in our vineyard. We need to have this protection for our vineyard. And I'll tell you something, the hedge about our families and our churches and even our work is in a state of terrible disrepair. And God is still searching. He's searching for intercessors to stand guard and stand in the gap and by prayer to help repair the breaches. Most of us wonder, how do we pray? What shall we say? You know, just open your heart. God is a personal God. he is just like talking to your friend. When you reach out to others, and let's say that you have a need, and just recently I had a need in my family, and I picked up the phone, and I was talking to my best friend, my best girlfriend, and I was telling her about the need, and I was just sharing with her. That's the way I pray. That's the way I share with God. As I talk to a friend, that's the same way I talk to God. The word clearly states that He is a friend like no other. He is a friend. And sometimes, you know, our friends could be busy, or sometimes they're not even there when we call. But God is always there. And He's just waiting. He's just always waiting to stand up and show you who He is. Prayer is so important. Without prayer, I just don't know how people make it. There's a story that I heard once about two missionary families, and they were related to each other, and two sisters that were married to missionaries, and they were raised in the same church, and one of the sisters went off to Africa, and the other one was in England. They were both missionaries with their husbands and their families, and their home church was lifting them up in prayer and supporting them while they were gone. And here they've been out in the mission field, though, about 7 to 10 years, and they would come home on furlough and give a report to their home church. And there was a little old prayer warrior. I mean, she's a little old lady. She's 70s, late 70s, and she was faithful in praying for them every single day. And there are times when God would just wake her up in the middle of the night to pray. And sure enough, next time the family came home for furlough, they would be telling them about some horrific thing that was happening, and the little lady say, "When was that?" And they would pinpoint the date and the time. And she said, "The Lord woke me up. The Lord woke me up that night to pray for you." And they were always very grateful. But they didn't realize the power of prayer until one day, the woman in Africa, her son was involved in a serious accident and was in the hospital. That same day, her sister in England, her husband had a heart attack and was in the hospital. Happened on the same day and almost around the same time. So when they came home on furlough, they were sharing this. That was the same day and around the same time that their prayer warrior, the one who had stood in the gap for them, praying for them all these years, had gone home to be with the Lord. So I'm telling you this so that you will know that prayer is very important. Without prayer, there's nothing. I don't think that we actually realize the power of prayer. When we come into spiritual warfare or whatnot, or things happen to us, we immediately look for a natural solution. We look for something that we can do to get through the situation or help the situation, or something we can do. But if we would just stop and pray, God can do something. We give God the opportunity to work, to move on our behalf. And we don't use that power of prayer often enough, or as we should. Prayer is a very, very, very powerful weapon. I encourage you to start praying. It doesn't matter. You know, I've read books about prayer because I was going like, okay, how can I pray? What should I pray? Is there a formula? Is there something I should do? And I've heard all different kinds of things, and I've read all different types of books on prayer. But you know where I'm the most comfortable is when I'm just talking to God, when I have Him as my friend, and I'm just talking to Him. I'm sharing my life. I'm sharing my heart with Him. And you know, the Word says, pray without ceasing. And people go, well, how do I pray without ceasing? Do I have to be on my knees all the time? No. You just include God, include Jesus in your daily life. Don't think that Jesus is in your church box, and therefore, when you go to church, that's when you meet up with Him, and then when you're at work, well, you know, that's a whole different side of life there. No, He wants to be involved in everything. I read once where Jesus was so concerned, He wants to even be involved in the homemaker that is sewing, and He wants to make sure that she has her seams straight, or that the pie is coming out right. And I'll tell you one thing. There are many times when I've been in the kitchen cooking, and I'll say, Lord, what do I put in this? Or I'm trying a new recipe, or I'm the type of cook that throws things together, and I don't necessarily follow recipes. And I'll go, Lord, and I'll be talking to the Lord about the soup or the dish that I'm making, and should I put a little bit of this, or what about that? Or sometimes He'll impress upon me to use a certain spice, And after it's all done and everybody raves, I go, Lord, you sure cook good today, you know. And the thing is that that's the type of life we're to lead with the Lord, praying without ceasing, praying continuously, including Him in our life. May you include Him in your life today. And if you do not know my Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, now is a good time. Just pray this little simple prayer with me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I know that you have died on the cross and rose again for me to give me eternal life. So I welcome you into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that simple prayer, please contact us via the web, www.declaretheword.com or www.saythattv.com. We'd love to hear from you and send you out a free New Believers packet. God bless you, and may you have a fine day.